Thank you for calling PayPal. We hope you are happy with your purchase. Thank you for being a valued PayPal customer. Your current wait time is 2 minutes. Please hold while we connect your call.
On PayPal customer support. This is David. How can I help you today?
Yeah, David, I think someone is using a PayPal account under my name because I don't have a PayPal account.
Okay, and how did you get to know that?
I had a message saying there was an order on my PayPal account and to call this number. So I wrote down the phone number and I'm calling you guys right now because I don't have a PayPal account, sir.
Can you just confirm me your email address?
Well, I'd rather not give it to you because, like I said, I don't have an account with PayPal. If I can give you my name, can you look it up by my name?
If you receive an email, that means somehow your email might be got registered with PayPal. That is the reason you are getting an email. So if you'd rather confirm me your email address, it will be helpful for me to find out whether any PayPal account was got registered under your email address or not.
Okay, you ready? It's rodney.johnson65@gmail.com. So it's RODNEYJOHNSON number 65@gmail.com.
Okay. And what is the amount which you are getting charged on that email?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't look at the amount. I just saw there was a charge, PayPal, and phone number. And because I didn't have an account with PayPal, I just wrote down the phone number and deleted it.
Okay. Take your time, open the email, and
I deleted it already.
Why you deleted that email, sir?
Because I don't have a PayPal account, and I wrote down the phone number. Why would I need to keep the email for?
No, sir. So how are you going to give the proof to my department whether you receive an email or not? If my department asks you, like, can you just show me the email which you got from PayPal? So you will be unable to show that email.
Okay, well, tell you what. Give me your support, a PayPal account, and I'll write you a letter saying, I am so-and-so. I do not have an account with you guys. Can you please verify that no one has hacked and opened an account under my name?
Can you just tell me one thing? Do you have, like, any computer or laptop with you?
Yeah, I do. I've got a computer because I was actually going to start doing some work from home. So I'm in front of my computer right now.
Is it on right now?
Yeah, it's on right now. Do you want me to log into? Do you want me to go onto the PayPal webpage?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you what you need to do.
Okay.
You just have to look on your keyboard on the left-hand side down corner. Do you see there's a CTRL button, a control button?
Yeah, I see that. There's one actually on the left and there's one on the right.
Yeah, on the left-hand side,
yeah.
The CTRL, which button do you see?
There's a key with like four white squares on it.
Yes, you need to press that Windows button with one finger.
Okay.
With the help of another finger, you need to press the letter R. R as in Robert at the same time.
Okay, I did that and a window popped up. It says run.
Inside the run box, you need to type over there www.teamviewer.com.
Teamviewer.com, okay. And then what?
www.teamviewer.com.
And then what, hit enter afterwards? Oh, okay.
Sorry. Click on okay.
Okay. Now, a window opened up for Teamviewer. It gives you different options. Download free, pay.
You see download for free?
Yep.
Click on that.
Okay.
And after that, what do you see?
Well, there's an app downloading, teamviewer.exe. I mean, what is this Teamviewer? What's it for?
By the help of this Teamviewer, you're going to receive a cancellation ID and a cancellation password, which is going to help us to cancel that fraudulent charge.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, can I put you on hold for a minute? My wife is just getting home and I need to help her with her groceries. It's only take a second.